begin to settle down, connecting the body to the earth. Notice all of the points of contact between yourself and the earth. Notice that the more you settle, the less space there is between yourself and the earth. Become aware of the sounds within the space. And become aware of the breath without any need to change it. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. It is time to form your sankalpa or your intention. This is a positive I am statement. It's simple, precise, and clear. Trying not to overthink it, but finding something that resonates within you. Some examples. I am present. I am letting go. I am whole. Once you have your sankalpa, state it internally 3 times with clarity and confidence. The invitation is to remain in a state of conscious awareness. And to keep the focus on my voice. Movement as we go through the rotation of consciousness is not necessary, but rather bringing awareness to each area as we move through the body. And we begin with the right hand thumb. Right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, right elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right shoulder blade, ribs, waist, hip, right thigh, kneecap, shin, ankle, right heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, shoulder blade, ribs, left waist, hip, thigh, kneecap, shin, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, right upper back, left upper back, right mid back, left mid back, right lower back, left lower back, right buttock, left buttock, right hamstring, left hamstring, right calf, left calf, top of the head, back of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, nose, tip of the nose, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, right jaw, left jaw, tip of the nose, upper lip, lower lip, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, middle of the chest, navel, abdomen, lower abdomen. Whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the back and the spine, whole of the front, whole of the front and back body together, whole body together, whole body together, whole body together. Bring your awareness to your breath without changing it. Bring the breath to the belly and notice as the belly rises and falls with each inhale and exhale. We'll begin to count the breath from 15 down to 1. If you lose count or get to 0, begin back at 15. I'll start you off. Navel rises, 15. Navel falls, 15. Navel rises, 14. Navel falls, 14. And continue counting down to 1. And if you lose track, start back at 15. Bring the awareness of the breath to the throat. Notice as the breath travels through the throat with each inhale and exhale. Beginning at 15 once again. Inhale to the throat, 15. Exhale from the throat, 15. All the way down to 1. Beginning again at 15, should you lose count or get to 0. into the nostril. Notice the breath move in through the nostrils and out, maybe cooling with each inhale and warming with each exhale. One last time, beginning at 15. Inhale through the nose, 15. Exhale through the nose, 15. Counting down, focusing on the breath in the nose from 15 down to 1. Begin to notice how light your body feels. Notice each limb feels as light as a feather. The back, the front, the head, so light. Can begin to float into the air. And notice that as light as you feel, the sensation of heavy begins. Where you feel as heavy as though you were sinking into the earth. And the body relaxes a little bit more. Imagine yourself at the beginning of a pier. You're smiling and swaying to your inner playlist. You're full of wisdom and light. look down and in your hand is a basket of flowers. Each flower represents something you are releasing, something that no longer serves you. Something that you can willingly let go of, that no longer empowers or nourishes you. As you move along the pier, you notice the warmth of the moon beaming down. And every few steps, you pause and drop a flower into the water. Marvel at the gentle ripples they create in the water. Ripples through your energy, ripples through your life. With the release of each flower, you break any remaining attachment to what no longer serves you. You release anything weighing you down on your journey. As you drop a flower in, you say to yourself, "I release fear and doubt. With another step and another flower, I release anger and resentment. Another step, another flower. I release judgment, judgment of myself, judgment of others. Another step, another flower, noticing that already the basket seems lighter. I release limiting beliefs. Another step. I release that which is not mine. Another step. I release obstacles. As your basket feels lighter, you begin to realize that you feel lighter. I release relationships that no longer serve me. Near the end of the pier with a few more flowers. I release feelings of unworthiness. I release attachment to outcome. If there are any remaining flowers in your basket, release them while letting go of anything that is no longer in alignment with yourself. You turn at the end of the pier and see the flowers rippling through the water, as though they are now your guides on this path of lightness. Where the need to be a certain way of being no longer doesn't only not exist, but is no longer necessary. You turn once again, looking out over the pier, the full moon glimmering on the water, the flowers floating by underneath the reflection of the moon. You take a deep breath. As you just be, overlooking the calm waters with the moon's reflection and the energy rippling throughout. Without expectation, you dive into the water. The cool water washes away all the stale energy of the past and welcomes in clarity, strength, and blessings. The moon allows you to trust your intuition and allow it to be a guide to serve your highest good. As you float along in the calm peacefulness of your soul, you notice the flowers form a circle around you. Offering a rebirth of joy. With reluctance, you begin to swim back towards the pier. And you climb out of the water. And although you expect to be chilled, you are pleasantly surprised to feel warm. You sit on the edge of the pier, your legs dangling over. And you watch as the flowers of all that have been released float towards the moon. You can see each flower in intricate detail, even as it floats away. And you realize that letting go of anything that no longer serves you doesn't have to be an extreme and traumatic experience. Rather, it can be one of peace and calm serenity. It can be an experience where things ebb away. Leaving you open to new opportunities. To new experiences. You look up towards the moon. And with a smile on your lips, you express gratitude for this life. Your breath. Notice the breath as it rises and falls. Return back to your sankalpa or your intention.
And once again, with clarity, repeat internally your sankalpa 3 times. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat.